views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Leslie Fontaine, and it is March. Cannot believe it. I have been gone for 10 days on the road. Everywhere I have gone, it has been white on the ground. My goodness, what a winter it has been. But everyone has shown up at all of the expos I've been to, and it's just been a terrific opportunity to watch what can happen when we truly are serving it up to shift. So I'm making a call out to you today. This is a show where you have the opportunity to shift. You have the opportunity to step into exponential, total, limitless abundance. And what is the abundance to you? Well, think about that. Think about it now for yourself, what that means to you. Is it the relationships in your life? Is it the quality of what you do? Is it the talents that you bring to the table? Is it the book you want to write? Is it the journey you want to take? Today, our show is about creating your life on purpose. You are a co-creator with Source. So this is the day that I want you to really bring up what is coming to you about what you want to step into. Yes, we all have obstacles. There's things that will show up the minute you step into something you want to do. Have you noticed they don't show up when you have no agenda? They don't show up when it's same old, same old. You're not going to change anything. They show up the minute you want to create. So this is normal. This is an expectation. It's almost a so what. Of course it's going to show up. But the next bunch of decisions that you are going to make are critical to whether you will manifest and step into all that you are in this lifetime. I want to go ahead and hand out the 800 number that we are going to use today for you to reach out and create that little shift, that transformation. It is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. We're going to be taking your calls about creating your life on purpose. That's what we're doing today. One thing that I have found in a lot of my conversations with clients and in speaking engagements is that people are distressed that when we create, it's lonely. It's almost as if we're so shocked and surprised that when we are creating something, we literally are by ourselves. And there's almost a freak out. There's this sense of isolation, abandonment. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do it. Everything in the world comes up because we're not surrounded in that moment of creation. Think about any big decision that you have made in your life. It was not groupthink. It wasn't, hey, let's get the team together and decide if this is what we're going to do today. No, typically, if you decided to move across a country or change jobs or marry someone or a variety of things, create a company, you were in there, in your thoughts, alone. And we seem to be very alarmed by this. What is the essence of that terror? So the next piece that people are surprised by is that we love to talk about how we live in a free country. Hopefully the ones I'm talking to today, all of you are in what might be considered a free or constitutionally driven country. And yet we walk around like we're wearing handcuffs. I'll ask people, what do you want to create today? And some of the first words out of their mouths are, well, I can't because, and I have this obstacle, and I have this limitation, and my family won't let me, my boss won't let me, my partner won't let me, I don't have time, this. It is 10 billion things about why we cannot step into all that we are. The bottom line about that is that we are afraid that if we create from our optimum space, if we create from the essence of who we are, suddenly everyone's going to leave. We're going to get a divorce. People are going to abandon us. We're going to get fired. We will be destitute. We will be thrown out on the sidewalk. It's all bundled up into that. Can you hear how extreme that is? So think about what it is that you're wanting to step into, and the very next set of thoughts, feelings, alarm bells that go off telling you that this is a frightening thing to do.
Go ahead. Take a minute there. Just you gotta clear her throat there. It's all good. We're all human.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Benny.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so think about what has been getting in the way of you stepping into your creation. When you get alarmed, is that your dead stop? And you know what? The other part of this, it's not the first time this has happened to you. It's not the first time you've come up with a great idea, gotten excited, and then within 24 hours, 48 hours, you found a reason why you cannot create that thing. And then you go right back into the same sludge that you were in for the last year, the last 2 years, the last 3 years. So be thinking today about where the loneliness comes in, what function that creates for you. Often that's inner child work that we want to do. But there's many things that are coming up for us that we want to shift and transform into. And when we're creating, we can draw in new partners, new playgrounds, new friends, new ideas, and have all kinds of opportunities. So let's get back to the 800 number that you can call in to talk about the creation process. It's 1-800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in where I'm going to be upcoming, I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon, then going back to Cincinnati, then to London, then to Australia. You definitely can participate in some of the shifts and transformations that we're experiencing in the sessions and in the events that I'm conducting. Go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. And there you'll find the events. You'll find some of the classes I'm conducting. I've created a series of teleclasses. People have been asking me, how do I do this on my own? Teach me how to protect my field. How do I bring in ascended masters and archangels? How do I work with the light beings? How do I understand the obstacles and blocks that are showing up in my field so that they don't completely paralyze me? Take a look at the teleclasses I'm offering. They're starting March 26th. They will be totally compatible with your time zone. I've worked it out for the UK, for Eastern, for Pacific. So all kinds of options for you. And also some fabulous CDs and MP3s that will help you clear your field and understand the blocks that are personal to you. So we're going to take a break right now, and I hope that you'll give us a call about what it is that you're wanting to step into, what you're wanting to create, and we're going to talk some more about what these look like and feel like so that we don't get so alarmed that we stop ourselves.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844 letter B into it. Or letter R, letter U, Intuit.com.
Lynn was very accurate and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
I must be looking for something sacred I know, but the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross.
I love that song. Woke up with that one today, so that's the song of our day, our event today. This is Leslie Fontaine of Sheer Alchemy. We are talking about creating your life on purpose. There is something so awesome about stepping into the responsibility of your own life. 9 times out of 10, we're on autopilot, we're reactive, we're somewhat passive to what's going on around us. We wake up to see what's going to happen. We wake up to see what the day is going to be like. So today I'm asking you to own it a little bit. And this is not a threatening, shaming kind of thing we're doing here. We just want to be our own personal observer. This is your archaeological dig today. So what if today you were to wake up and have your mind on the thought that you are going to manifest your own personal roadmap, your own blueprint, instead of, well, let me, you know, see how the day unfolds, then I'll find out if I have time for that or I can do that, or before I let someone else's energy affect me to the point that I become paralyzed. A lot of the people that I work with have this situation where someone in their lives is really, you know, in the old way we would say it, dragging us down. They're not in our corner. And there's something about pulling someone else down so that they don't manifest. And then in that way, you know, they feel better because you're not trying to be so great. It's funny, last night I was on the plane watching the movie on James Brown, and there were so many instances in that. I mean, that guy went through so much, especially in his childhood, just devastating stuff. But he had a few key people that kept telling him, you are something, I see your future, and somehow he managed to hold on to it, somehow he managed to create it. And there was this one point where he was negotiating his record deal with someone. He said, you know, man, I've only got a 7th grade education, but let me tell you how this looks to me. And what he had a vision for was to book the Apollo Theater, to do a live recording, to create all this. And everybody was telling him, no, 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 it can't be done. I'm bringing this up because we look at our obstacles sometimes as a reason for us not to step into who we are. And it is in those moments, regardless of the obstacles, that we always step into who we are. It's our energy in the first place. It's who we are. It's how we start. So start your day, if you have to have a couple of swigs of coffee in the morning before you can get onto this bandwidth here, start your day with, I'm stepping intentionally into my day, and I am creating according to the personal roadmap that I've developed for me. What's your vision? How many clients do I have who tell me, but it's so big, it's so grand what's coming to me, it's bigger than me. Yes, it is, and you are fully capable of creating it. There's a small part of us that wants to pull us back, and that small part often is a reminder of our inner child. It's a powerless part of us that tells us, oh, no, I can't do that. It's too big. Where am I going to get the money? Who's going to support me? How's it going to happen? It'll take too long, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Every once in a while, we meet someone where things are super easy for them. You know, if I've met people that were like child prodigies, and I asked them, what was it like to be able to be a concert pianist at the age of 8? And they said, it was just always so easy for me. Well, here's the thing. It's kind of like watching talent on TV, whether it's basketball, baseball, or it's musicians. It didn't happen overnight for most of us. Most of us have been practicing a very long time. So get a little real about the initiation of this desire you have, this initiation to create something, whether it's a book, whether it's an event, whether it's a gathering that's important to you. And be realistic, and then allow yourself to begin to draw in what it would take to create this. Now, what comes to you may be, I need to take a class. I need to find a business mentor. I need to find a financier. So you begin intending and drawing these people in for an informational purpose. But if you close the door and you don't even open it, then you're not going to make it happen. And tomorrow will be the same as today. Each day will be exactly the same. The next part we want to talk about is how you empower your field. A lot of us are carrying very defeatist energies that we have accumulated over time. We've gone to school. We've learned that, oh, you're not that special. You're going to have to go to work just like the rest of us. You're going to have to settle. Your dreams are unreasonable. They're impractical, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now as we shift to empowerment, it almost jars against that mentality. It jars against that whole thought process of, well, how do I think of myself empowered when I've been living in a way that actually has been quite reactive? This is the beginning of you stepping into your life on purpose. You're choosing to clear your field of the energies that hold you back, that drag you down, that make you feel that you cannot be all that you are. You're not here by mistake. You're here right on purpose. You have a partnership with Source. You have light beings that you can call on. Why don't you try it right now? Let's do that exercise right now. Let's bring in some of the light beings that would like to work with you. I explain this to a lot of clients. They keep waiting to be visited. They keep waiting, you know, to be called on to have this visitation. And we're not all the same in terms of how spirit works for us. So right now, intentionally invite the light beings or ascended masters. There's many ascended masters. There's some that are very much aligned with you, that you resonate with, some of the scientific mind, the creative mind, wisdom, knowledge, love, healing, so many, divine mother, father, love. I bring in a lot of these archangels and ascended masters in my work. Why do we bring in such powerful, powerful levels of masters? The reason is that the work is permanent. It's so strong, and it shifts your energy field. You should try it in the middle of an argument with someone or in a very stressful situation on your job where your cube that you're working in is a bit unprotected and open. Bring in Archangel Michael. Bring in, you know, Master Jesus. Bring in Buddha. Bring in Kuan Yin. Bring in some of those powerful energies. They come upon an invitation. Allow them to settle into your midst right there in your cube. And then we're going to bring in some seventh ray energy to clear out the negativity in your space, to protect it from anything that we might want to create and do. Watch who then is allowed to show up in your cube and not show up in your cube. These are the kinds of things that you can do all the time. So pull out your roadmap. You say you don't have one? Well, let's create one. You say you don't really have a dream that's right there? You can't remember whatever it was that you ever wanted to do? Bring it out. Everybody wanted to be a fireman at one time. Everyone wanted to be, you know, a rock star, a basketball player. You know, as cute as that was. But right now, what's your vision? What works for you right now? Take everyone in your life and their energies, put them outside your field respectfully, and allow yourself to feel connected to who you are right now. What's coming up for you? Where is the fear in your security center, in your second chakra there, that you can't create your own security if you step into your passions and into your dreams? You can. You can. It's not all based on all your willpower, your strength, your mental strength, your conscious strength. We're going to align your entire field. Have you ever felt you were super strong in one area of your life and very weak in another? That's normal. So we want to align your field. So I'm giving out the 800 number one more time. It's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. You're listening to Leslie Fontaine, and you can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, to find out about how to have a session with me, how to get some CDs and MP3s that keep your field clear, that keep you in the mode of intentional creation. And also you can find out when I'm going to be coming to a town near you. You're trying to create a partnership right now with who you are. Again, you're not here by accident. This isn't a mistake. You're here on purpose. Some of you have had God visitations. You've had the angels show up, and you've stuck it away somewhere just because it didn't seem practical in your life now. Or you've brought in partners or life companions that just really don't understand that part of you, don't get you. Resuscitate that moment. Bring it back into life. Let's take a look at what was coming for you to step into, and now let's attach some inspiration to the plan. We're going to add muscle, we're going to add your conscious mind to it, your superconscious mind, and bring in the energies. So stay tuned for what we're going to do next.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
I love that. I love the energy of that. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? Do you have that for a passion that is in your life? This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. We would like to create some alchemy. So let's make that happen for you today. You know, there's naysayers in our lives, and a lot of times we absorb the naysayers into our own life, and we just say that that's how it must be. But I'd like you to question authority. Remember that bumper sticker? Question authority. Where is it coming from? Is it true? Is your stopping your dream really what you need to be doing? You know, sometimes we sabotage ourselves. We stop ourselves from stepping into the vision that we have because we're afraid. And one thing that I find we're afraid of is being out of control. We're afraid of what we don't know, and we're afraid of how powerful we could be, and we're afraid of making a mistake. There are so many components to this. That's why we bring in the masters. That's why we bring in the archangels. That's why we step into our higher selves, our mighty I Am presence. We just do the beautiful download, and I am telling you, watch what happens. Or as a friend of mine used to say, hide and watch. It is awesome. The next thing is that sometimes we have a sequential idea of how things work, because in our 3D realm here, people go, well, first you do step one, then you do step two, then you do step three. In the spirit realm, a lot of times when you're getting intuitive guidance, it'll show up as 2, 5, 4, 1. And you question the order. A lot of times the order is coming in that way because it really is the fastest distance between two points. It is the fastest way for you to achieve. And maybe there is someone you need to bring into the partnership with you. And maybe there's some information you need to gather that you didn't know you needed, but now you do need. So be aware when you get guidance to create something, to step into something, the order of the guidance may seem a little strange to those around you. That's why we're very careful before we talk to people about our dreams. We don't just, you know, take what they say and give up. If you have some people in your life where you're super excited about something, and once you've spoken to them, your energy just completely goes to the floor, there's a problem with telling that person anything for you. It doesn't mean they're reasonable. It doesn't mean they're right. It doesn't mean they have good energy. A lot of you keep going to the wrong people to share your dreams with. So keep it to yourself and allow yourself to treat it like that beautiful newborn baby. You don't just say, hey, go drive this car now. No, you give it a little time. Let it grow. Let it start to sleep at night. Let it grow some, you know, fingernails. Let this whole thing incubate within your own field. Don't be afraid to hold something just to yourself for a little bit. So I hope I'm telling on you, and I'm certainly telling on myself many times that I've quit on things that I wanted to create because either someone else said, well, why would you do it that way? Well, you don't have the money for that. Well, where are you going to get the time for that? And all of a sudden, you're this victim. That's not how you see yourself, is it? So think a bit about what stopped you to this point and about what you want to do now. So, Benny, it looks like we've got a caller on the line.
We do. We'll travel. I believe it's going to be, I'm going to take a stab at this. Is it Vancouver to the north? Is it Vancouver to the south? Alicia, which one?
Canada.
Yay! Well, we have Vancouver down here, so, you know, just making sure.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. What's going on for you?
I've been listening to your show, and I thought I'd call in because right now, in the last year, I've done a lot of like self-work, and I feel like I've been drawn into along the lines of something in holistic healing. But other than that, I kind of feel stuck right now because I'm not sure if I should be pursuing that through schooling. I've completed my Reiki level one, but I'm not really sure. I think that's the right field, but I'm just not kind of sure how to go about it. And I kind of feel stuck in that.
Right. So let's look at the part of you that's unsure, that's questioning, that's wondering, and that's doubting. So I'm just getting this in your heart space right now. And there's a lot of fear about making a mistake. So what was coming to you as you, because you've had some thoughts, okay? And don't worry, there's no right or wrong in any of this, all right? Because we're going to practice walking this through with you, and I'm very appreciative that you chose to call, and hopefully this is something that opens the direction up for you. But there's some places, you know, in the past you get a little fearful, and so I'm reading your field right now while we're talking, okay? And so I'd like for you to tell me when you were getting your downloads, and you've been getting some information, what has come to you about what connects with you? What resonates with you? What aspect of the healing? What's happening?
Well, I feel very excited about that, and I know that's something personally I want to do. I just don't, I'm kind of still developing, I guess, my skill set in that, so I'm unsure of if that's the right thing for me, and as well as I want it to be something that I could do, like, full-time as a job, and I kind of, like, I question that as well. I'm not sure if that's something that I should be fully like relying on as like a full-time income type thing.
All right. So where are you looking for permission to come from? Just go into your field. Again, this is checking within you, right? Because we want to shift that agreement. We want to change this whole thing about where your authority comes from.
I'm waiting for a kind of a light bulb with myself to just, like, I normally go based off how I feel, and so I guess I'm kind of just waiting for it to, like, feel right, and once it feels right, then I guess I'll move forward with it, but I just kind of feel unsure.
Okay. All right. So when you come in the unsure, is it that you're inadequate or that you desire to learn a little more?
Maybe a bit of both, I'd say.
All right. So, because I'm getting a lot of clogging in your sixth, and I'm sure you're familiar with the chakra column, and your sixth is your intuitive guidance. So there's a lot of information that's been coming in that's a bit overload, and I'm getting a lot of people's opinions about how things should be done and what things should be doing. I do want to share with you, because I think this will help you a little bit. We're in a time right now where there, you know, up to now, up to the last, you know, few years, we've had some very defined modalities. People do prana healing, they do joy ray, they do Reiki, and, you know, you pick this and then you go down that path. But a lot of what's coming to people now is some extensions from that. They're getting their own healing energies coming through, okay? So in other words, you're not a cookie cutter Reiki healer. You are getting some additional modalities that are coming in for you. And so what I'd love for you to try to do over the next week or so is to draw in some of the light beings. Have you ever worked with light beings and ministering spirits and masters like that?
I haven't gone about trying to, but I have had some, ever since I did my Reiki, I have had some, like, I guess, visions of spirits or things.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a chance for you to intentionally invite some. There's lots of great websites on Ascended Masters. But I would just draw them in for you and allow you to notice how they shift your energy field. There's some marvelous light beings and teams that work in healing. And I'd be glad to send you some information on that if you just write to me on my website about how you can connect. I'm convinced that it is absolutely going to shift you into a method and dimension of healing that's going to surprise you. One thing that we don't understand sometimes is how truly powerful we are. So, you know, it would be great after you shift into some of this and bring in those energies for you to have some folks to practice on and to do work, whether you do remote healing or you, you know, have those people there with you personally. But I'm just getting that there's a lot of trust that would be good for you to have about the downloads you're getting, the information you're getting. I'm getting also in your solar plexus, again, which is your power center, a little fear of fully stepping into your power as a healer. In other words, speaking with authority and knowing what's coming through you. I want you to know that many people, when they step into something like this, and I can tell you, honestly, when I first got a booth, I didn't know why the heck I was getting a booth at a show. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just felt guided to do it. And then as I was there, people were drawn to a certain kind of thing I was doing, which is this energetic clearing and shifting and removing agreements and contracts out of past lifetimes and, you know, shifting their energy fields, clearing out traumas, all kinds of stuff, their ancestral line. And this was what people were wanting. They couldn't identify their blocks and they needed some help and were ready to shift that. You are going to find that with your gift. You're going to find that thing, but it takes the stepping into it. So I know that Vancouver has some awesome shows every once in a while. I think there's one coming up in April. And it might be great for you to just use it as a research period to go, okay, which kind of healer am I? I'm also getting that you're a tremendous heart healer, not just the physical heart, but the emotional heart.
Yeah.
And so, again, back to my comment earlier about while you've been drawn to Reiki, sometimes you know how you get drawn to something even in this 3D world and it leads you to the next thing? But you needed to go to that
totally to
open the next door. That's what's happening for you. So right now, this time in the next 6 months for you is to really listen to the guidance that's coming to you. Write it down. You know, the other side of the sheet of the paper, you can put down all the objections that show up, everything that's interfering with why you can't do this, that, or the other. But take note of what's coming to you, what's getting downloaded to you. The Reiki energies are a very powerful thing, and I've done that as well. But then I began going into more. And the sense I have for you is that you're going to be going into more. And then whether you partner with someone or do this full time or you begin to do workshops, you know, in the evening for people, you've got a very unique energy, Alicia, very unique.
Well, thank you very much. I'm actually very excited and talking to you. It kind of gives me a little bit more confidence going forward.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think you're right. You need to network a bit out here in Vancouver, and I think that'll the people that are in that line of work already, I think, will help me hopefully continue
and
to open doors.
Listen to yourself. Listen to what's coming to you. I think there's been sort of that. And I had to have some people tell me that a long time ago. And when I did, I was really surprised. So I'm telling you, I'm going to be that gift to you. There's a lot that's coming to you. And remember, your healing is a gift to the universe. Your healing is a gift to a lot of people that need you. They need what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much, Alicia. Enjoy the day.
Okay, have a great day.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. I'm just thrilled with that call. That was tremendous. And I hope that if you all were listening, that you were allowing yourself to walk through what is showing up for you. This is how creating your life on purpose happens. You know, you may have to sit a bit. You may have to sit actually 30 minutes with yourself, with your light beings, with your higher self before an answer comes. Have you noticed how long 90 seconds is? How long 2 minutes is? Oh, my God. We think it's an eternity when we really stay still and listen and inquire within our spirits and with what guidance is coming to us. Take that 30 minutes. If you can't do it every day, do it every other, do it every 3 days, but give yourself that time to get the download for you. And then the clarity of what you need to do is going to come next. Now, if you freak out at the answer and what you need to do next, don't ignore it and dismiss it. Write it down. Let the objections, you know, go to the other side of the balance sheet. Let them be there so you don't feel like you're losing your mind. But write down what's coming to you. And whether you do it now or you do it in 3 months, come back to it. Try it. You are that strong. You are that special. Again, our number is 800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I saw us disregard a broken bottle top and one man's soul.
Hello, this is Leslie Fontaine with SheerAlchemy.com, and we are looking to make alchemical changes that begin with us, that begin with our dreams, that begin with our passions. They are not a mistake. They are not an accident. You have this desire on purpose, and when you bring source into it, when you bring your soul essence and higher self into this,
You are providing a service to the world. You are creating a healing vibration that the world so needs. This isn't a mistake. So if you're feeling defeated today, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you can't do it, I'd ask you to revisit this with the Masters. I have a CD called Transcending the Challenge of Discouragement, and I call it that because a lot of us don't always wake up all bright and perky. We do not wake up going, by God, I'm going out there, I'm going to tackle the world. There are times when the energies of this world, Earth School is tough, can really get to us. And so this is a CD, a meditative clearing, that brings in the Masters first, shifts your energy, and then you join in a very empowered way to take your next steps. So don't just stay there. There are tools. There are many teachers out there. There are many healers out there. But I'm just throwing out some that I provide, and they have just been fabulous for a lot of people that are doing the work that you want to do. So, Benny, let's take our call.
And we'll take Cheryl calling in from Kent. That should wrap up for today.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. Hi. I have had a lot of worry and fear, trying to control everything around me, and I've been actually trying to let go of that. And it seems like when I relax, then old habits, like eating habits, I start overeating and so forth. And what I really want is abundance.
Yeah.
And not worrying about money and about what comes next in life.
Oh, I so understand. So, you're so alone being a controller. I guess you know you're the only one, right?
I'm sure I'm not.
You are not. Oh, my gosh. We all have that. And we control out of fear. We control because the known is more comfortable than the unknown. And it's interesting what you said after that. And so I'd just love to break it down if we could. And that is, you said that when you relax, the old habits come in. So tell me about the relaxing. What is it that that means to you when you say relax?
Well, I seem to equate, if I relax and hope and pray that more abundance and money will come to me, then that creates a little different
kind vibration, of like a different energy.
Yeah, a different energy. Yeah.
Right. So, because sometimes I've noticed when people, and I'm just checking you out right now in your energy, is that sometimes when we say relax, we mean, I just need to be serene. I just need to accept what's going on. I just need to calm down. I just need to get centered. And it's almost like taking ourselves off of being on point, because being on point was stressful. And I want to separate out the need to control with the inspired action or the inspired ideas that come to you to step into, because they can create their own set of fears, right?
Yes.
So have you had some inspired desires? In other words, abundance doesn't just fall into our laps, and you know that. I know you know that, right?
Yes.
So there's some things that have been coming to you. Cheryl, you're being very brave, okay? I'm giving you lots of points right now, because a lot of us, sometimes we just don't want to have to do anything, and I'm not saying you're like that, but sometimes we have times where we want to draw stuff in, and there will be an intuitive guidance that comes to us. So do you have some of those things that come to you that show up in the course of the day?
Well, one thing that has happened fairly recently is that I used to do solo type stuff, singing, I'm talking about.
Oh,
and
wow.
I actually kind of brought that back in around Christmas time, and I did a duet that had a solo in it.
Oh.
And it felt really good. And then after that, I started to go back into the fear.
Ah, so what was that? What was the fear about?
I think sometimes I feel like, well, maybe I'm just getting too big for my britches.
Cheryl, that is so good.
Then,
I am so glad you called, because, again, think of everyone listening that has the exact same pattern of things, okay? So what you've done so beautifully, and I'm so grateful to Alicia earlier, is that you brought in a passion, a desire, something that felt so good.
And then the next thought was, well, maybe I'm just really thinking I'm all that. Maybe I'm thinking I'm just really that great. I'm that talented. I'm that special. And isn't that a family message? Isn't that something coming up that needs to be cleared and removed out of your field?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is, because you are all that. You are phenomenal. And when you sing, you are bringing a vibration to everyone in that room, and you feel it, don't you? I can tell you, you really have something quite special. Yes. So think of it this way when you go into fear. And I have to use this sometimes. I do some really scary things when I'm out on the road. You know, it's not always like, you know, I'm earning bravery points. So when you are stepping into the fear, I want you to remember the healing that is happening as a result of you singing. And when you withhold it, you withhold a blessing. You withhold a gift. So it's not just all about you, okay? It's not like, well, who do you think you are? You know, even the most people that aren't the best singers, they are carrying a vibration that after they sing, you're going, what was that that touched me? So this is a lot. There's stuff coming up for you, Cheryl, that, and I would love it if you, you know, write me or call me. But there's some things coming up for you where this thing comes up a lot to stop you. And then you go into the old energies. Well, I better not step out there. So you are a beautiful message to a lot of people who think, well, you know, what if I fail? Where are those messages coming from, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I have had some failure in the past that has scared me, and relationships that have really pulled me down, not currently, but in the past.
I would love to work with you. This is something that can really be shifted, but please define what the failure was.
Well, I guess the failure was trusting someone else and giving my power over to them.
Mm-hmm.
And with the singing, I have some little problems with my voice, which I, you know, magnify greatly.
Sure. Yeah. So there you go. That's so beautiful that that's not really failure, isn't it? It's that you gave your power away because probably there was a little fear and insecurity, and we do that. All of us have done that. So you're not alone in this. But when you gave your power away, you also gave away the gift. And so I love that I didn't know about this little flaw, if you will, in your voice. But you're so aware that not only is it your passion to sing, but you have this vibration that is very healing and very much a gift to those that get to hear you, that have the opportunity to hear you. So I'd love for you to take this. Okay, we picked one area. And take this and apply it to a few things that come up for you as passions, desires, and dreams. And just notice where the tendency is to hand over the power. And what would it be like if you held on to it, brought in source, brought in guidance, and allowed yourself to step through it? The bottom is not going to fall out. It is going to be a total and complete blessing.
Okay.
And this is going to happen with your work, too. This is how abundance happens, okay? No more handing over your power. And I would love to talk to you again about this if you'd like to write, or and we can talk some more. But this is the key essence. It starts with something this small. And when you begin to apply it to numerous other things, that's how the abundance gets drawn in. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to wrap up our show today. This has just been phenomenal. I am so honored by the callers we had today that were able to come and share some of the things that all of us walk through. If you're interested in more information, I hope you'll go to my website, lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine.com. Sheer Alchemy is the show, and it's been a pleasure being with you today.
You've been listening listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.